News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Now, fascinating front page story in the Irish Times this morning. Minuscule pieces of plastic waste, thousands of times smaller than a human hair, can damage our brains and may be contributing to the increasing global levels of Alzheimer's and Parkinson's disease. It's new research led by Dr. Gavin Davey from the School of Biochemistry and Immunology in Trinity College Dublin, who joins us now. Gavin, thanks indeed for talking to us. Just tell us what you have found in your research.
Good morning. Yeah, this research, we focused on mitochondria, these things inside cells that make energy. Our group is trying to find out why they go wrong in neurodegeneration like Parkinson's and Alzheimer's. And an undergraduate student came along to me with the idea, Devin Seward came along to me with the idea to test nanoparticles or nanoplastics and how they might affect or if they affected mitochondria in the brain. So we set about a series of experiments and found the quite potent inhibitors of mitochondria and the ability to make energy in the brain. So we think we've discovered these. We know these things cross the blood-brain barrier and get into the brain tissue. So we think this is the mechanism by which they can damage energy-producing systems in the brain and lead to neurodegeneration.
Absolutely fascinating. You did this using rat brain tissue, is that right?
Yeah, we extracted the mitochondria from the brain is packed full of mitochondria. You know, 20% of our blood goes to the brain to power or to make energy to power neurotransmission. We extracted the mitochondria from the synapse, so from the nerve terminals in the brain, and also from other cells in the brain, and tested those mitochondria for their susceptibility to nanoplastics. So these are small, you know, a thousandth of a millimeter in diameter nanoplastics, and found that they inhibited electron transfer in the within the mitochondria. So that's a key fundamental mechanism by which we make these mitochondria make energy.
It's groundbreaking research. I mean, where does it lead it to, do you think? I mean, is it something in a number of years' time we'll be saying, how did we allow so much plastic to enter our environment, our environs? Is that where we're heading, do you think?
Yeah, I do. If you look at things like Parkinson's disease, in the last 20, 30 years, there's been a doubling in the incidence of Parkinson's disease. And that's when you strip out changes or age, lifespan, or when you strip that out, we still see the doubling. So there's something there that's causing a massive increase in neurodegeneration in this case. The nanoplastics, we know they're released from hard plastics, things like plastic cutlery, forks, food containers, and they get into, I mean, plastics that come in contact with fruit, with vegetables. These are things, I think, to be avoided in the future. We see the EU pulling back on these now, and they're coming out with directives to stop the use of plastics like this. And I think it's probably for that reason that people suspect they're getting into our foods into our bodies.
It's really interesting research. Thank you indeed for talking to us this morning. Dr. Gavin Davey there from Trinity College Dublin. Thank you indeed for talking to News Talk Breakfast this morning.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.